This is CPR News. I'm Dan Boyce. The president of Colorado Mountain College has announced she'll leave this summer after more than a decade in the job. Carrie Besnett Hauser says she'll step down in August. She's the school's longest-serving president and only the second woman in the job. Colorado Mountain College has 11 campuses, mostly in rural resort communities. It offers both degree and certificate programs and lifelong learning programs. A bill to ban so-called assault weapons is getting its first hearing at the Statehouse today, and it's a marathon session with hundreds of people making public comment. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The measure defines an assault weapon as a semi-automatic rifle that uses detachable magazines and has one of a number of features, including a pistol grip or barrel shroud. People would no longer be allowed to sell or transfer those weapons. But gun owners who already have these types of firearms would still be allowed to keep them. Supporters say the goal is to reduce gun deaths by lowering the number of assault weapons in circulation. Opponents argue a ban would infringe on Second Amendment rights without increasing public safety. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
A longtime Denver Broncos quarterback has died. Steve Tensi played in four seasons for the team in the late 1960s after the Broncos traded for him. He also helmed the team in the Broncos' first season in the NFL after the league's merger with the AFL in 1970. He was 81. Front Range High is looking to stay in the 60s for the next few days. It's CPR News.